I think Cheshire's a very, you know, going to be a very good team, strong team this season. They've got talent in every position, size, and they can play a few different ways. That zone really hurt us. But I think we kind of had a little more depth. We were able to kind of wear them down and kind of took advantage of that late in the game.
Got obviously Nick Lewis and Jeremy Simmons playing at point guard. How did that work out for you tonight? Were you pleased there?
Yeah, I think they did a good job splitting. I mean, Jeremy got in early foul trouble, so he didn't play much of the first half. But second half, Jeremy really changed the tempo and kind of pushed the tempo in our favor, and I think that was a big difference maker.
It seems like tempo was a big deal tonight. You know, you were kind of getting offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds, and you were able to keep the pace really on Cheshire.
Yeah, I think that was one of the keys. You know, we knew we had a little deeper bench and, you know, we're a little smaller, so I wanted to just push the tempo. Didn't want to call too many timeouts and slow the game down for them. I wanted to keep the clock ticking over and hopefully late in the game it'll play in our favor.
Who impressed you the most tonight? Who were you particularly pleased with?
I thought Colin did a very good job. Colin kind of had a slow start last season and up and down a little bit, trying to find his rhythm and his place. I think he did a good job. You know, when he got the ball, he didn't score a ton of points, but he made some good decisions. And that's all it's about for him and guys like Zach, is to make the right decisions at the right time because they have the talent.
Patrick Orsman obviously made his debut tonight for the Sharks. Was he used kind of sparingly with this quad injury that he's been carrying?
No, I think it's a case of, you know, he got some foul trouble and we're deep, you know, much deeper in that big position. So guys don't need to play 35, 36 minutes. I just need quality minutes when they're out there. So I'm in a position where guys may play a little less, but they should be playing a lot harder.
And the first look tonight at Daquan Cook, what did he make of his first performance in the BBL?
I mean, I think it was a good challenge just to get the physicality of the league and how the flow kind of goes. But he was just so out of sorts just being here a day and a half, really. And, you know, having one practice in a zone, it's just hard to just go on the court and you know, play key minutes. So he just wanted to get him a feel, and he did a good job. He had an and-one and got some big rebounds. So I think he'll be fine.
Obviously, Brian Barber's now returned to the U.S., and we kind of wish him well. How's the search for his replacement going?
You know, it's going well. We're in a position where we don't have to rush in for that position. We've got a lot of depth in almost every position this year. It's an unusual place for us to be in, but we have it, and so it's no rush to add anything. We're not, you know, too weak at anything.
Have you been in conversations with anyone kind of like BJ Holmes or anyone? I know he's a big part of your unit last year.
Yeah, we spoke to BJ and, you know, we've had good conversations. And, you know, he has some things he has to deal with at home that it's waiting on that word. If it's he may stay home, he may come overseas. So depends on how that turns out, we'll know further.
And when will you be looking to kind of announce something? You said you're not going to rush into anything, but could we see something before, say, next weekend's game?
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully we'll have someone in by, you know, mid-next week.
Just looking ahead, got Manchester Giants. How do you see that game?
That's going to be a completely different game from tonight. Manchester's probably similar to us. They kind of got smaller front guards, backcourt, and, you know, they really spread the floor. They're extremely disciplined and run their sets really well. And, you know, they're just a team that you have to be, you can't fall asleep in defense because they'll take advantage. So for us, a back-to-back, and they got a great home court advantage all season last year. They beat, you know, every top team at least once, I think. So it's important that we carry over with how well we play defense. You know, 61 points is a good effort.